Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Solid part two.
Yep.
Which, like I said, I said today, sit back and relax because it's a day-long adventure. And, there's a lot to do. So now I'm cutting it in half.
Pepper, by the way.
The pepper. And removing the seeds.
Now, what kind is it? Is it a green pepper?
No, it's yellow.
Yellow pepper. Okay.
I like green primarily for Mexican foods like chili or beef. I'll eat it raw, but it's not my favorite. So in salads, I'd prefer a red, yellow, or orange. And of those three, the yellow and orange are my favorite. I know, I'm picky.
Actually, we both can be about different things.
Yes. So now what I'm doing is I've got the pepper on its back, and I'm cutting across its middle. And I'm doing that for both halves. Now, what I've found with regards to slicing a pepper is if I have it so that it's flesh, like that you're working from the round side, I find for me that works better. But some people would rather do it from the other side. But the reason being is that on this side, your flesh is easier to chop through, because otherwise you're getting through your peel. And you have to work through that, and then it's not as nice of a cut. And there's a quarter of that. Now I'm going to do the same thing with the others. And it's your choice of how big or little you like your slices. How good your knife skills are. The last part's really easy, or one of the last parts, and I actually might get George to do that. After I do the quality check. It's a bit of an older package, and I want to make sure that it's good. I didn't think to check that yesterday because, on a package of vegetables, you think, oh, it'll be fine. It looks good. So I thought,
This is closer inspection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still within the Christmas season, so we're letting the Christmas tunes roll.
Mm-hmm. We finally started to take into account is like Christmas really should be an all year long thing. And not constantly gift giving or whatever, but the goodwill. The being good to all fellow men and stuff like that. Why wait for Jesus' birth to do that? And we do that anyway. But we're bringing it more.
Best.
Yeah, to the best. We're only human.
Not perfect.
But we do that, and we go from there. But we're bringing it to the forefront, is what I'm trying to say. That's the last bit of our pepper. Okay. Well, George, I think the only thing on that chair under the battleship game is the bag of salad.
Yes, there it is.
Good. So let's take a boo at that.
Have a boo at it.
In our boot.
Yes.
I'm hoping that it is, because otherwise it'll just be herb vegetables.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. Fact. It needs to be used.
Is that lettuce?
Yep, it's a salad pack.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to be used, but I think with the herbs in there,
Yeah, as long as none of it's going soft, that's the main thing.
Well, yeah.
It would tend to be more towards the bottom if it were, so. But, yeah.
Okay. I'll give you a test towards the bottom. I'll open your hand. See what you say.
There's definitely moisture in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Today.
So I might not do a hot veg, which I like better, but having the, actually you should have been doing this, but you were tasting, so. But that's that going in. Now, comes the next part. This is, now that Sobeys has bought out Safeway, we get, or they get our compliments stuff. So this is an Our Compliments herb mix. And I bought the bigger one because A, it's in a Ziploc bag. A resealable bag, I should say. And B, then you can use it for multiple things. Oh, how's your sniffer today, George?
Comes and goes.
That's the herbs of the poultry mix.
Nice.
Yeah. We have rosemary. We have thyme. We have sage. More than enough to share, I think. I have to be careful of that, though, because I'm only finding one. Oh, there's a little bit more of the sage. Yeah, there's lots of the other stuff, but not as much of the sage. But we'll take that and the small bit there and put this back in, and that'll be used to do our herb butter. And the stalks of some of these herbs I will save and we'll put inside the cavity.
Nice.
So it'll perfume that too. So I'm just pulling the leaves off. In fact, if you want to do this one, George, you can come right over by the cutting board. This is rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start with your right hand, but hold this in your left hand, like that. But if you start from this end, just grab it, like I am here, and then pull towards your right, you'll get the stalks off. But go right over here.
Yeah, I don't want to miss that.
No. No. Grab it like I was, with your whole hand.
Okay.
And pull. Yeah, you got some. Here. It's coming. Some of them are, it's pretty fresh, so they're not easy to grab off. But you're doing two things there. You're stimulating the oils. And you're getting off the leaves.
There's a few remnants there.
Yep. There you go. You're getting her. Job.
Whoops. That's okay. That had to come off anyway.
There you go.
I hope they're all landing where they're supposed to be landing.
Yeah, well, I'll do a double check and...
Don't want any on that nice clean stove. Better be keeping an eye on the time for the boo, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact... Catch you on the rebound.
Yeah.
Take care and God bless.